Chapter 5. Power from Pain. Mr. Lorry had hidden himself behind the walls of Tellson's Bank in Saint-Germain of Paris. The building had a large gate which made Mr. Lorry feel safe at night when it was locked. But to his surprise, the gate was opened one night to admit Lucy and her father. Miss Pross followed as well with Lucy's daughter. "What is this?" cried Mr. Lorry in confusion. "Lucy, Dr. Manette, what has brought you here?" Pale and out of breath, Lucy exclaimed, "Oh, my dear friend, my husband!"
"What of Charles?"
"Here."
"Here in Paris?"
"He has been here some days, 3 or 4, I don't know how many. I can't collect my thoughts. He came here to help someone. He was stopped and sent to prison," said Lucy. The noise of feet and voices came pouring in through the gate.
"What is that noise?"
said the doctor, turning toward the window.
"Don't look out," cried Mr. Lorry. "Manette, for your life, don't go near the window."
"My dear friend," replied the doctor, "I have a charmed life in this city. I have been a Bastille prisoner. No patriot in Paris would touch me except to embrace me or carry me on his shoulders. My old pain has given me a power that has brought us through every town and village. It has gained us news of Charles and brought us here. I knew it would be so. I knew I could help Charles out of all danger. I told Lucy so. What is that noise?" His hand was again upon the window.
"What prison is Charles in?" asked Mr. Lorry.
"La Force."
"La Force? Lucy, my child, if ever you were brave in your life, and you always were, you will do exactly as I bid you. You must let me put you in a room at the back here. You must leave your father and me alone for 2 minutes."
"Very well," replied Lucy. As Mr. Lorry led Lucy to another room, Dr. Manette looked out at the people on the street. He saw men in strange masks sharpening axes. All seemed to have blood on their hands, arms, and faces.
"They are," Mr. Lorry whispered behind the doctor, "murdering the prisoners. If you really have the power you think you have, make yourself known. Get taken to La Force. It may already be too late, I don't know."
Dr. Manette went out among the people on the street. In a very short time, loud cries reached Mr. Lorry, who stood watching from the window.
"Long live the Bastille prisoner! Save the prisoner Evremonde at La Force!"
Then Mr. Lorry watched as the people carried Dr. Manette into the night. As they waited the next day for the return of Dr. Manette, Mr. Lorry considered the situation. Lucy and her daughter could not stay at the bank. He went out to find them another place to stay until they could get her husband out of La Force. Dr. Manette did not return that day. But a man from the prison came, and he brought a note to Mr. Lorry. It said in the doctor's writing, "Charles is safe, but I cannot safely leave this place yet. This man carries a short note from Charles to his wife. Let him see Charles's wife."
"Will you come with me to see his wife?" asked Mr. Lorry.
"Yes," returned Defarge, the man carrying the note. They found Lucy crying when they entered her apartment. She received the note with a gasp of surprise. It said, "Dearest, be brave. I am well, and your father has influence around me. You cannot answer this. Kiss our child for me."